And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. And this week, David James tells a story about some silver threads.
This is a story about a suit, some silver, an anti-war bust, a photographic history book, and a lunch on the dining room table. Here goes. My alleged ex-sweetheart keeps digging interesting, useless stuff with my name on it out of the basement of the old place and foisting it on me on unsuspecting occasions. This week it was a box that said, David Spittoon Silver. I don't remember telling you anything about the spittoon, or more elegantly, the cuspidor, from my dad's medical office in Atlanta. My dad always sang some caterwauling doggerel to the tune of Bizet's Toreador song from Carmen. Don't spit on the flora, use the cuspidora, that's what it's flora, use the cuspidor. That fount of all knowledge, the internet, says this version, originated with the Three Stooges. Now the silver. Yes, I told you about that. It was a punchline to a piece I did in January of 2010 called A Troubling Day in the Snow, a perfect Christmas gift for a stony-broke, pregnant married couple with $50 to their name, 700 miles from home. Anyway, I managed to keep hold of the silver service all these years by putting it in a box in the basement and forgetting about it. But it providentially appeared last week, just as I was preparing a classy luncheon for four of my beloved former students from Chicago, all about my age, who live in the comfortably lovely Beverly Hills area of South Chicago, and were coming in to see an afternoon music performance at Notre Dame. Oh, I'll just shine them up and blow their minds. I managed to make two candlesticks and a dessert server presentable, and the brass cuspidor, now that it's polished, became a display repository for my 11 tin whistles. The lunch was a success, my first around the dining room table. Finally, there in the bottom of the box was a small silver bowl with the date September 6th, 1969, engraved with my name and that of my ex-bride, who I will, out of delicacy, keep out of this tale. This year would have been our 45th anniversary, and today, what should I be doing at work but sorting photographs for a history book and discovering several of the Gilbert's men's store in South Bend? The photograph and the silver bowl triggered a flood of memories. Now, I never could afford clothes from either that Gilbert's or the one on the Notre Dame campus when I was a student, nor even less after I graduated and became a draft resister. But when my father, up from Atlanta for my wedding, offered to buy me a suit for my wedding day on my wedding day, I jumped at it. Bride and a friend had been working on her dress for weeks, and I knew she was to be gorgeous, and I would not produce the same effect. Off we went. Stanley Gilbert was presiding over his men's department that day, and wouldn't he have exactly what I wanted, three-piece corduroy in something close to my size? Mr. Gilbert summoned the tailor with the cloth tape. Perhaps some backsheesh may have even changed hands from my father. All I know is we got there at 10 a.m., the suit fit perfectly by 11, and at 1 that afternoon I was married. Today, I found a clipping from the South Bend Tribune detailing my trial, along with five others, in city court for resisting arrest, not guilty, and interfering with police, guilty, who waded into our 1969 peace march. It's always ennobling when the press gives you a name. We were the South Bend Six. Do the math. Two of us are in suit and tie out of respect. I am wearing my wedding suit. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is the love you promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.